Hello, my luscious ones. Oh, I have so much to share with you in this update. Funny things, sexy things, weird things. Oh my goodness. I can't promise this update will be a short one, but I've had a couple shorter ones, so bear with me in this one. Where to begin? How about I begin by saying, yes, the rumors are true. Weddings do definitely make women very horny. I attended a wedding last weekend, and before I go into it, I have to apologize to my Subscribestar supporters because I kind of took a long weekend of the wedding weekend just to enjoy it and relax a bit. And I made a post telling everyone that I wouldn't be posting for a few days and I'd get back to posting the next week. And for some reason, I guess I either didn't hit send or maybe it was just working on sending the post or posting the post in Subscribestar before I shut down my laptop. But when I went back to post my next audio, which was several days later, I realized that none of my lovely, wonderful Subscribestar supporters got that message. So I apologize for seemingly being missing in action all of a sudden for you guys, but I'll try not to ever do that again. Back to the wedding, or actually even before the wedding, I was trying to make sure that my guy was ready. Like, he's not a suit and a tie kind of guy, so I wanted to make sure that he tried on his suit, knew what he was wearing. Women have so much other stuff to consider, like when we're going to a wedding, our hair, our nails, the dress, the purse, the shoes, just the jewelry, the belt, if you're wearing one, just all of that kind of falls on us. All I'm asking for is him to make sure that his suit and tie and shirt and shoes are wearable. So needless to say, like a few days before the wedding, he was trying them on and showing me how things fit. And then he's like, oh, look at me. I'm going to be the hot guy on your arm with my hot wife for the wedding. And I just started laughing and shook my head at him. And he's like, what are you laughing for? And I'm like, if only you knew what that term actually implies. You gotta understand, he doesn't live in the same naughty world that I live in with the constant hot wife fantasies of my own that I have. So I explained to him the concept of a hot wife is a man who enjoys his wife sleeping with other men. Not in a cuckold kind of way, just that's how he gets off. And then he looks at me and he's like, okay, scratch that last part then. I was like, yes, of course you're going to scratch off the fun part of the hot wife talk. But of course, it didn't come as any surprise to me. When I got to the actual wedding, though, it was a great time. I looked good. I danced a lot, which I don't get to do often. Well, not dancing on the dance floor with lots of people anyways. I dance around my kitchen all the time. I got to chat with people I haven't talked to in a long time, flirt a little. My dress was, it was like a form-fitting dress, but it was semi-low cut, I guess, although it had a snap between the material between my breasts to keep it closed. But when I snapped it at home, it looked odd, like the material didn't sit that right. So I unsnapped it, which of course showed a lot more cleavage, which I didn't mind. It didn't look like too much, but I guess as I moved around throughout the day and the evening, the dress just kind of got a little more open, I guess, between my breasts and a little more revealing. My sister at one point, she was saying to me, like, I have a safety pin if you want to use it, trying to imply that I was probably showing too much cleavage, but I just waved her off and was like, nah, I'm fine. I don't mind. Because I don't mind. Probably why I had such a good time dancing on the dance floor. At one point, I was dancing with a group of people. My guy doesn't dance. A lot of the guys don't dance. Maybe a lot of you don't dance. But there were the odd few that were dancing, and one was someone I've known for a long time. So he was in our group dancing, and he's kind of taller and imposing. And there was another man who I don't know where he came from, but he kind of came up into our group and was dancing kind of near me in front of me. But I just assumed he was making his way through our group to go somewhere else on the dance floor. But I guess he wasn't. So the male friend of ours that was dancing in the group kind of came up behind him and like walked him off and out of the group that we were dancing in. And he's like, I don't even know that guy. Who is that guy? Why is he dancing up on you like that? And I just laughed. Like, it was obviously the guy was a little tipsy doing his thing at a wedding, like most men would. And I was like, relax. He's just having a good time. He's got to be related to someone somewhere. Like, he belongs here. He's up. He's like, no, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I was like, yeah, well, that's what showing off my tits gets me, I guess. So I didn't mind, of course. All in all, a great time at the wedding. Oh, and for you Seinfeld lovers like me, I'm a Seinfeld lover. I did have a Seinfeld moment at the wedding. I was in the bathroom. The bathroom was insane, by the way. I know I'm just rambling off on nonsense, but I don't want to ruin any of your fantasies here. So some of you might want to plug your ears, but I'm not a very tall lady, and the bathroom mirrors, I had to be on my tippy toes just to put my lipstick on. They were insanely high. Maybe they don't want people hanging around the bathroom or changing or looking at themselves in a full-length mirror, but it was ridiculous. And then later in the evening, I guess I always check for toilet paper. It's like a woman thing to do, but I guess the nature of the toilet paper holder just looked like there was enough. No toilet paper whatsoever after I went pee. So I was like, thank God there were so many ladies in the bathroom. I felt like Elaine saying, can someone please spare a square? But women are always very good to other women in the bathroom. So someone gave me way more than I needed. And as I was on my tippy toes afterwards fixing my lipstick and stuff, another lady came in and she went right into the one I went into. And I was like, ah, don't use that stall, lady. Like, there's no paper in there. And she's like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, I've been there, done that. So that was my funny moment as well, my Seinfeld moment. I didn't get fucked when I got home after the wedding. I was damn horny, though. But we do have another wedding coming up at the end of the summer, so I damn well better get fucked after that one. Although I did have some cock-sucking time this past weekend, and a naughty revelation, sort of. You're not going to be too surprised by it, but I will share that in a little bit. Let me just get back to some of the things that I mentioned on some of my posts this month, maybe last month, tell you what's coming up, what I have planned, back to business, and not all crazy nonsensical stories from Lacey. I will be updating the Dropbox links next month. I haven't done it for a while because it got a little confusing after I changed some things the last time. So I wanted everyone to kind of get settled with the links we had, but I'll probably be getting into a better rotation of updating those. So just keep that in mind, probably around the 6th or 8th, somewhere between that time of May, you'll see a message, a direct message in your Patreon messages or your Subscribestar messages, providing your subscriptions up to date and everything like that with the new links for the Dropbox. I'll give you more info and tips on that when I send that out. I had planned on doing more of the customer service audios in that series. In my mind, at the end of last month, when I decided to do a customer service themed type of series, I was like, this is going to be awesome. I worked in customer service for years and years of my life. So I'm like, I've got to have some great stuff. And at the time I had some stuff in my mind. I guess I should have written it down. But as I was going through the month trying to, you know, work on the audios for that series, I was like, these are not very sexy. All my customer service experiences are pretty Yeah, not fun and not bringing on the wanting to fuck vibes that I really thought they would. So there's a couple. I had wanted to put in a cuck queen type of customer service tale that I never got around to. So that might just be a standalone one. But the last one that I put out, which was the third one, which is called The Night Shift, as I mentioned, does have some truth to the story. Of course, not the naughty parts where my manager's standing over me and I'm sucking his cock. That didn't happen. But I really did work at a small cable company, the late night shift. And I got a lot of calls from men. It wasn't the same time. It was a while ago. So people would watch pay-per-view porn a lot more. And they would call in claiming that they were cut off or their cable went out during the porn they were watching and want a credit. And you could really tell who, you know, had already gotten off and just wanted the porn for free, or who was still quite horny and wanted this porn clip to really work, and then would start talking to me a little flirty and suggestive. So yeah, that really was something that I had to deal with. And on a side note, another kind of anecdote about working at the cable company, maybe I talked about this when I first started giving updates and or on a live chit chat or something, but with working there, we got free access to everything, including all of the porn channels that they had. And one of them was a gay porn channel. And me and my coworkers would talk about some of the porn and some of the porn channels and some of the things that they show. And I guess I didn't realize that there was gay porn channels or something, but one of the guys is like, yeah, go to this channel. When you go home, go to this channel. So it's like wee early morning hours by the time I get home one night, and I go to this porn channel, and I was much, much younger back then and very still Catholic schoolgirl naive. And I'm watching this gay porn scene, and that was the very first time I'd ever seen anyone lick another person's asshole. I didn't even know that was a thing. That's how naive I used to be. Can you actually believe there was a time that I didn't know that was a thing? But I was just like in shock and horror and awe and curiosity and all those feelings that would come from seeing that for the very first time. And then I didn't work there like full time. It's just like a part time job. So when I went back to my shift, the next night shift, they were like asking me about it. And I was like, how is this possible? How is it? They're like, that's so normal. Have you ever heard of that? I'm like, no, no, never. Oh my God. Obviously, since then, I've seen done, had it done to me, all the good stuff that comes along with that. So I guess I can thank working the late night shift at the cable company for enlightening me to some naughty adventures. And in a weird way, this kind of relates back to the poll that I did this month, asking you what kind of unconventional body parts turn you on. And the reason I put out that poll is because I was having a conversation, and outside of the naughty room regular conversation, and we were talking about armpits and people having like an armpit fetish or thinking armpits are sexy. And in my, I guess, still to this day, naive mind, I was like, you know, I don't think straight men would find armpits sexy. Like, what's sexy about a woman's armpit? Nothing really. But I know for a fact that gay men and men on men like other men, sort of hairy, musky armpits. That's a guy on guy type of thing. That in my naive brain, admittedly, I thought, okay, that's where that armpit thing comes from. Then I go back and I have to pull it up. Hang on. I gotta go back to the survey because I think that was like top two, top three. Okay. So you guys said hands were hot. And again, I could see maybe I didn't think hands would be number one at all. And then what was second? Oh, second was other, which, I mean, some people put stuff in the comments. I think one of them I'm going to get to in the comments because it totally aligns with me, but someone put feet, which is perfectly fine, but I purposely didn't put feet on this list because I don't think feet is that unconventionally sexy. I think a lot more people do have a foot fetish versus some of the other things that I added here. And then armpits was the third, coming in pretty strong because the rest of them fall way behind other than like ears. So once again this month, Lacey learned something new because I, now that I really think about it, I guess a woman's armpits are more dainty, and if they're stretched out or we're laying with our arms over our head, maybe I could see it. Unless there's some other reason that women's armpits are sexy, or maybe it's men's armpits you find sexy. That's okay too. I'm curious as to what about armpits might turn someone on. So in the comments, some LH put shoulders and neck, and I don't know about the look of my shoulders and neck. That's not where my mind went. But one of the most erogenous zones on my body is my shoulder blades, especially, and I know I've said this before too, probably for those of you being around a long time, especially when a man's got like a little bit of stubble or, you know, that, what do you call that? Shadowy beard. I can't think of the word, but you know what I mean. And when he rubs that 5 o'clock shadow, that's what I was looking for. When he rubs that, like, oh, his chin with his, oh my, it's making me quiver already. It's just on my knees, literally go weak at feeling that on my shoulder blades. And that kind of leads me back to the adventures of this weekend. We had got as a couple a gift for Christmas, which was one of those handheld massagers. It looks like a big gun with a ball on the end of it and it vibrates. So he came up to the bedroom the other night and was like, oh, I really need a massage. I'm going to go in the shower and then I want you to give me a massage with this thing. And he takes it out and he's holding it in his hand and I'm like, yeah, I could use one too. And I just get on all fours in a fun sort of way on the bed and, you know, he starts putting it all over. I was fully dressed at the time, just goofing off with it, and then like touch my shoulder blades with it. And I was like, oh my God, now I want to fuck. And I was in that mood and he knew that because that's what would happen if you come near my shoulder blades with anything. Oh, and also, gosh, my mind's all over the place with this story and remembering little tidbits. I said I had some revelations. One was he also took my foot, like he grabbed my ankle and held my foot tightly and I was barefoot and he started putting that on my foot, like the thumping, vibrating ball of this. And if you know me, I don't like my feet tickled or touched or sucked. I have lovely feet. There's nothing wrong with my feet. They're pretty hot feet. I just personally don't like the feeling of that. I'm ticklish and it's not comfortable. But oh my God, this thing on my feet, it was amazing. I really liked it. I was shocked. I even said, like, I cannot believe how good that feels. So I might be a foot lover of some things yet. But anyway, long story short, he comes back to the room after having a shower and whatever, and I'm using this massager because his back was really hurting him. He's been lifting a lot, apparently, so he's complaining about back pain. And I'm using this massager all over him, mainly the backside of him, you know, everywhere. When I got to his feet, that was a hell no. He didn't like it at all. And normally he has no problem with foot things, even though I have no interest in doing foot things. But he didn't like it. So when I was done and he was all like relaxed and everything, I'm still in the mood. He's naked and I was just having my shoulder blades fondled. So he rolls over sort of onto his back, like, I guess horizontally on the bed. So his head's on one side and his legs are on the other side, not top to bottom. And I'm standing where his feet would be on that side of the bed. But he's a little further away. We have a king size bed. So he's a little further away from the bottom of the side. I'm not doing a good job of explaining this, but I'm just going to keep going. So I'm horny. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? This is the time to just take what you want. Just go for it. Bring that dick to you and get it, suck it, climb on top of it. So in lazy mind, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be hot just to grab him by the ankles, yank his body down the bed towards me, and then hop on and start sucking his cock? In theory, sounds hot. Sounds very woman in control. Take what she wants. That isn't really how it worked out for me. I grab a hold of his like ankles and the top of his feet, and I just take one big hard yank of him on the bed towards me, and all I hear is, "Oh, I'm back! Oh my god, why did you do that?" Not thinking at all first in my brain that functions well that this might not be a good idea since this man was just complaining about his back, but I just started laughing and apologizing at the same time, like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I thought that would be so fun." And he's like, "Oh, I'm dying." But I mean, no offense to you men who I love, but it was a little overdramatic. He was fine. And then I found another revelation. It's not a huge shock to you, this one either, but ended up crawling up between his legs. And for some reason, I just didn't feel like using my hands. I thought it would just be fun to put his cock in my mouth and play with it hands-free and suck him. And it can be a slippery little, well, not little, but slippery sucker to get in my mouth and, you know, play with that way. And it was just really fun to be able to, like, use my mouth in that way, let's just say. And as things progressed, different naughty positions, all sorts of fun. The last revelation I came to was the fact that I really love, like, I mean, I always love sucking cock, but I love sucking cock even more when there's something in my pussy. And hence the revelation that I would really love having two, three, maybe more cocks at one time, because I don't want to give you too much info if you don't want it, but I was getting finger fucked and the rest of him was near my face, and I just, oh, it was so good to just suck cock in that position. And I don't know, the dirty talk flowed from me. Usually, and you're going to hate to hear this, but my guy does not like dirty talk. It's just not his thing. He likes sounds and moans and screams and gasps and whatever, but not dirty talk. And I know that, but I couldn't stop myself from just begging him to fuck my face while something was in my pussy. And I just couldn't stop imagining more cocks and more cocks. So it was, like, needless to say, I came really, really, really hard. So that was my other sexy revelation. And again, none of these will surprise you, other than the foot thing maybe, but that I love sucking cock hands-free and enjoy the fun of that, and that I really could use a couple more cocks thrown in the mix. Not big revelations, but it's more so how, like, just wild I felt and, like, extra turned on, which, I mean, we were fucking anyways, but it was just so much wilder and so much more fun. So yeah, that was a good time. All right, I've rambled on for a long, long time. I am going to get to what's coming out next month. I apologize, but I have to sort out my first line pick of the month. I can't remember what the last one we voted on and what the right one is. So I'm going to take the recent ones that I have on Discord and hold them, add them to this month's list or next month's list, and see if I get any extras within the first week or so of the month, and then vote probably the second week and try and get that going again. I don't know how, that just kind of fell by the wayside. Totally my fault. I will get back on track. I put out a call this month for audios that were one-offs that you wanted to hear a sequel to, or because of the storyline, because of the character, whatever. I have a lot of them compiled. I got some through different means, like some just text, some in email, some in Patreon or Subscribestar messages. So what I think I'm going to do is just put another call out. I'm going to put the ones that I've already got in a post. And if I've missed any, or any of you didn't get a chance to tell me what you'd like a sequel of, I'll give you one last opportunity early in the month to do that. And then next month, I'll let you vote on which one you want to hear. And then I'll also pick just the one that I really want to do. I mean, if they're the same, I'll pick the next one that I really want to do. So I'll put out at least two sequel type audios next month. And then also what I wanted to do is, oftentimes when people follow me, especially on Literotica, if I have time and I'm curious, I will go to their Literotica favorites and kind of see what they like or what stories they found sexy that they've saved as their favorites. And sometimes some of them will intrigue me and I'll save them to read later, or I'll take a peek at, and then they'll inspire a naughty tale. So I thought it would be fun in May to kind of, I'm going to call it Lacey's Book Club, but you don't have to do any reading if you don't want to. I'm going to look through the likes and favorites of some of my followers on Literotica. Oh, and some of you have sent me your own Literotica favorites as well that I want to read and get to, and most definitely will be inspired by, I'm sure, because how could that not happen? So I want to record stories that the Literotica written stories have inspired. And in that way, you're going to kind of get a two for one next month. You're going to get my recording of whatever the story inspired, which might be totally off the wall. Like, it's not going to be the same story, but you'll see how my mind works. And I will also post the link for you to the original Literotica story that I was reading, so you can read that tale as well, if you want to. I'm pretty sure there shouldn't be any issue with posting that link in Patreon or Subscribestar. There wouldn't be, but in Patreon, if there is for any reason, then I'll put all the links for the Literotica stories someplace in the Dropbox for everyone to find, but I really don't think there will be an issue with that at all. So that's sort of next month's theme. It's going to be a Lacey Book Club. I'm going to find inspiring tales on Literotica and then make my own naughty stories and share the links for you as well. And if you like it, who knows? Maybe we can have like a live book club. We can all read a story together and talk about the dirty bits and what we liked best one day in future. I don't know. I'm just trying it out for May to see how that goes. I also want to put out an audio for the sequel to the Roommates series in the Letters to Lacey tier. I know that I like that series. I have at least a couple more stories in that one to go. I don't know if all of you love it as much as I do, but he just sort of saw her fucking someone else and that really turned him on, and he's surprised by that. And like I say, I have a few more planned in my mind. We'll see how it goes and if you guys want more after that. But that I hope to have out tomorrow or the next day for those in that tier as well to enjoy. I think that's probably enough of me rambling on about crazy sexy nonsense this month. Just a reminder, please look for the new updated Dropbox links in your messages around the 7th, 8th of next month. And until then, and in the meantime, I hope you have a blast. Literally, give your naughty bits some love from me. And thank you all for your support, comments, encouragement. Oh, and if you have your favorite naughty stories from Literotica too that you want to send to me that might inspire a tale, and certainly send me the links, because that's what I'm going to be doing next month. Reading smut and recording smut. All for you, gentlemen. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.